Oh gosh, we are off to a great start. Yeah, we are off to a great start. Hi everyone. I don't even know how to introduce myself because I'm recording this for several purposes and I'm really just winging it at this point. If you listened to Contemplations the first season, it's been a hot minute. It's been more than a hot minute. It's been a hot hour, actually. It's more like a hot week, year. It's been a hot while since I've done anything like this. And I was going to say I have my reasons, but I really don't. It's just been life. Life has been happening. Life has been happening. Life has been happening. Okay, so I've been trying to get back into the swing of recording things and I promise I even recorded a full thing and my camera stopped working. So, yeah, there was that. Anywho, I've been trying, been failing, but I'm back. We'll see. We'll see if we make, if this makes it out. If this makes it out, hallelujah to Jesus. And if you see me looking at two different screens, it's because I have my primary screen and my backup screen. Because today I am determined not to fail. I literally just want to put something out there at this point. And I'm not even the kind of person who does that. But at this point, I just want to prove to myself that I am capable of making a recording and sending it out. Okay. There's that. Why? That's a good question to ask. Why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? Why do I think it's important? Again, if this is the first time you're listening to me do something of this nature, the reason is I, as a person, value thinking and thinking about different things generally, I have found to be very beneficial to my growth as a person, to my relationship with other people. So I do think thinking is a valuable exercise. And I wanted to share that with my friends and family and potentially whoever else comes across this. And so Contemplations, the podcast, the first season was entirely audio because podcast. And then I played around with some videos on Instagram and I thought, okay, let me try to make it. You know what I did? I forgot to hit record on one of my things. You know what? We move because I just can't. Sorry. Oh my goodness. Where was I? Yes. Season one of Contemplations was entirely audio and I played around with video on Instagram and I just decided to try doing it both, like, so recording both audio and recording a video component so that I can post on YouTube as well as wherever it is you listen to my podcast. So these podcasts are typically found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also on my RSS feed. All the links will be available, and there is an Instagram page for this podcast if you just want to follow the podcast content. Anyway, it's been, I think, 2 years, yeah, since I last uploaded anything on Contemplations. And it's, to be kinder to myself, it's been for a variety of reasons. I've been really busy. I've been going through different transitions in life. Since the last 2 years, I finished up my last year of grad school. Glory be to Jesus. I will talk about that another day. I graduated, I moved to a new city, started a new training position, learning new things. So lots of transitions, and trying to figure stuff out in my head, in my mind. Spent a lot of time in my mind. I'm still spending a lot of time in my mind. Honestly, to an unhealthy level. I think I just spent a lot of time in my head. And that's why I'm really doing this. So it probably won't even come out polished, but this is more an exercise in action that I need to do. So I have an outline of stuff that I want to talk about today. So so that I can be on track, because I've been I don't want to say wrestling with God. So I would say God has been teaching me some things, but not because I was particularly sitting at his feet to listen. You know, I think just in my experience of life, God has been teaching me things, which is another attribute that I've gotten to learn about God in this last 2 years. He's really kind. He's really merciful. And sometimes it does not matter whether I'm in a position to hear. He still offers teaching. So I'm really grateful for that. Okay, so there's that. This video will be shorter because it's more of like a where have I been, what am I planning to do type situation. So yeah, this is where we're at today. That being said, there are so many things I feel like I have been thinking about over the last few years. I've met new friends. I'm still in communication with my day ones, and we definitely talk about a lot of things. We go through things together, and we're making it through life together. So there's lots to talk about, essentially. But I think this season of contemplations will be slightly different from the past, in that it will be more it will just be more expressive in terms of the faith content, meaning like Jesus has always been, not has always been, but for the last few years, Jesus has been and is the center of my life. But more so in this season, I feel like that is taking center stage in terms of the way I communicate to the public. I'm trying to figure out what that looks like. So it's not polished or anything. I'm just giving you a heads up that I will be more literally referencing scripture, which is my go-to for wisdom, my go-to for anything that really gives me confidence. So I will reference scripture a lot. And today, one of the things I want to share was something I was writing a while ago. And if I can actually find it now. I did find it before and then I lost it again. Okay. So a while back, and this was in May, maybe not a while back, a couple months back, I was feeling upset at God. And in the last few moments of my life, I guess, last few months, years, that hasn't been an uncommon thing where I have a day or a couple of days or a week maybe where I'm just feeling really frustrated at God because I just feel like he doesn't like me. He's not interested in what I have to say. He's not listening to me. And then I get in my head with all these kinds of things. And the interesting thing about that was that I was wrestling with how good I have experienced God in my life. Like all the blessings that I've been gifted with, all the ways that I can actually undeniably see that God is present in my life and my story, and all the ways I'm still waiting for him to prove his presence in my story. And that was making me really frustrated. And I was taking it out on God. So that's like an ongoing theme in my life. And I wrote some stuff about it down at some point, which I'll share later. Excuse me. Sorry. And it's not like I have a full answer yet, but I think the more I think about it, the more I know that these ebbs and flows are part of life, but also I think an invitation to learn more about who God is. Because for me to be frustrated at God, I feel like that means there are things about who God is that I don't understand, or there is a discrepancy between the way I perceive God in a particular context and how he actually is in that context. So I've been exploring that. That's what I've been exploring, and I think that's what this season of the podcast will be focused on, just my wrestlings. Wrestlings. Like I've just been contending with different ideas in my mind of who God is, why he does the things that he does, and what that means for how my life should look. One of the ways that shows up for me recently has been thinking about ambition, my dreams, my goals, my desires. So I was thinking about this the other day, and then I wrote something down based on a bunch of things that I won't go into now. But I think I came to the realization that sometimes we romanticize our lives so much so that we neglect the responsibility that comes with the blessings that we desire. So what I mean by that is I was feeling frustrated about God not answering my prayers and not giving me all the things I've asked for. But I wasn't really doing much with the things that he did give me. Even being on this podcast is one of those ways where I'm trying to just use my gifts, whatever they are, hone them, harness them, get better at them. Because when I looked more introspectively, I think I came to the realization that I was kind of being a brat. God is so kind, and I don't even think my being a brat stops him from being kind, but it's like when you realize that you're doing something that is hurting your relationship with someone that you love, you should probably adjust, right? So I was thinking, he is so kind to me. I'm gifted with so many things. Yes, there are so many things that I still don't have that I'm hoping that one day I could have or achieve or what do. But right now where I sit, I'm on a gold mine of resources that God has provided to me. And to be honest, I'm not tapping into them. And this was not God judging me for it or being disappointed in me. This was just him, I think, lovingly reminding me, hey, look around you. Look at all the things that I have done for you. Look at all the ways that I've shown you that I love you. What have you done with that? And I think that's what inspired this desire in me to be more vocal about my faith. Because I think a lot about my faith and I talk a lot about my faith to people who share faith with me. But I've been invited more to talk a lot about my faith to people who don't understand why I have faith. Because, like the way I heard it put recently, people are more curious than we give them credit for. Some people want to know, like, why are you crazy about Jesus? Why do you believe in a guy that you weren't alive when he was here? What's the deal with that, you know? And thinking about that made me realize, yeah, those questions are very valid, and I want to create a space where it doesn't feel like I'm ashamed of talking about Jesus, because truthfully, there have been moments where that has been the feeling, where I felt ashamed to talk about Jesus. I didn't want to sound uncool. I didn't want to sound, I don't know. I just didn't want to sound weird or odd, which is funny because if you know me, weird. Anyway, I think it's important to talk about the things that are important to us, especially when we believe that they are of benefit to the people around us. Because I believe in kindness. I truly believe in kindness. And for me, I think it is kind when I vocalize my struggles, my triumphs, my walk in my relationship with Christ Jesus. Because honestly, everything anyone admires about me is from Jesus. I 110% guaranteed. There is literally nothing in my life you can point out that you think is good about me that did not come from God. I 100% and 10 guarantee it. And so if I feel that way about my life and this is how I experience my life, then why wouldn't I even share it and talk about things that are important? So yeah, that has been one of the many things I've been wrestling with. The other thing I've been wrestling with is trust, but I'll talk about that another time. I just kind of wanted to make a quick video to, I guess if I wanted to summarize thematically what I'm going to be talking about moving on, it would be something like this, where God is center stage in my story. We have all these squabbles sometimes. It's mostly me being mad at him. But he's such a patient, loving father. And that has been very, very critical in my life over the last 2 years, in the way I have experienced so much grace, because I feel like I've been the weakest I've been in my life in these last 2 years. I've dropped the ball on different areas in my life more than I have before these last 2 years. I tend to like things done a certain way and try to show up a certain way, but I haven't been able to show up in the way that I want to show up. And I feel like that was God's gift to me, just making me suck for the last 2 years. And the things he's helped me accomplish, even in the midst of my sucking, has been a lesson that I'm excited to share over the next few weeks on how gracious God is. When we're sitting in our mess, and how even then he invites us to trust him to take us to greener pastures, to take us to rest in him. It's a tricky thing that I'm trying to figure out, which is one of the reasons I hesitated to talk about it, because I'm like, what do I know? I literally am not a theologian. I have no training whatsoever to talk about God other than my personal experience of who he is as my father and my friend. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with this. And that's how I will spend the next little while talking about it. So again, over the next few weeks, I will share some of the ways that I have felt God convicting or challenging some of the preconceived thoughts I've had in my mind, carried them, how he's addressing them in my head, how I'm trying to reorganize how I show up as a person, how to get out of my own head, and how to know that my life really, in a lot of ways, is not about me. There are so many ways that I am that's not about me. So there are various things about myself that are the way they are for the benefit of God's other children, including you, whom he loves so very dearly. And so for me, learning that has been very pivotal in shaping the way that I show up and all some of the things that I do. Anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to share. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week and we'll talk more about this. Thank you so much for watching. Okay, bye.